Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday night, live, open mic on Inner Sight. Hello, everyone, and we're going to have a special number tonight in just a little bit. First, I want to remind everyone that my guide dog has passed away, and I've been struggling through that, and I want to thank all the people in the community that have been asking about my dog and seeing their sympathy and condolences. I got a couple of cards from some of the business people, and I really appreciate people's concern. And I might add, I didn't get one condolence or one comment so far from any of the blind agencies. Now, isn't that weird? Although maybe it's not weird. Maybe it's typical. But I want to thank all the people on my block for caring. I'll have to name all of them eventually. Just to name a few, Mike down the block, ex-police officer. Thank you so much. Wendy, who is a very beautiful, caring person. And the manager in the Coffee Bean here, the local business, working to put together a fundraiser. Thank you so much for that. I miss my girl, my sweet Charabelle, my great, great friend. For 10 years, I had her. So we'll get through it. Open mic, brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue. The people who stood by me for all those years and now have paid my dog's medical for the illness, euthanasia services, and everything else. Thank you so much. Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004 on the phone number. Joanne Diamond, one of the most beautiful people I've ever met in my life. I consider her to be an angel. Joanne Diamond of the Big East Takeda Rescue. It's Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net if you want to send them an email. And beautiful people, adopt an Akita. I've been doing that for many years now, training them as guide dogs. You got to get the right one. Don't let anyone tell you that an Akita cannot be a guide dog. That's the biggest falsehood around, or one of them. We're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. Oh, by the way, the number on the Akita Rescue is 609-388-7004. Kennedy Realty, my buddy Anthony Kennedy in Islip, New York. Thank you so much for your support. It's been several years now that Kennedy has helped. Greatly appreciated. His number is 631-888-1186. And I heard recently that Mr. Kennedy was ill. So I want to wish him speedy recovery along with his wife, Doreen, who I know was battling with cancer. You're going to win, Doreen. Go and get him. Don't let him get you down, man. Keep going. All right, Kennedy Realty. If you need dog food, cat food, and you can't pay for it, call my buddy Gary. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. Just tell them what you need. And incidentally, if you're disabled and you're not able to get around that easy to pick the food up, let Gary know. He may be able to bring it to you or have someone do that. 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island for dog food and cat food. And who doesn't need help these days? All right, Inner Sight, All the Beautiful Children of the World, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the youngsters, Athena, another beautiful youngster that we've helped to steer clear of institutions. And we'll continue to do that. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight hotline, 224-309-VIEW on the hotline. And you can call that day or night, leave a message, and what kind of help you need. Leave a phone number so we can contact you. 631-224-3090. All right. And remember, Inner Sight is not obligated to government. We can do things that the other agencies cannot do because they have to answer to the government for our advocacy. We don't. All right. So a lot of times we can get the job done faster and better. Not to say that there aren't a lot of good people in all in the other agencies, because there are people who don't like what's going on. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night on the nursing home show. How many, many of the staff members who work in these nursing homes are not happy with the way the nursing home conducts itself. Tomorrow night's show. And of course, the goal on these nursing homes is turn them into accessible housing. Get rid of them and let people live their own lives, have what they need in their own home, be healthier and happy, all right? So join us tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Inner Sight, brought to you by Suffolk Bus Corp. Thank you so much for your help. Islip Cleaners helps us. We appreciate that. All our people who donate, all our friends. I want to thank everybody for their help to keep this show on the air. As far as I know, we're still the number one podcast in the world on the disabled. So we're going pretty good as far as that goes. Let's see, brought to you by Able News. Look at Able News, all the features they have, the calendar of events, the personal column, articles on and about the disabled, where the disabled person has priority. Able News online. You can get a free subscription. Just go to ablenews.com. And my good friend Angela Melanie, who is the editor and chief of Able News. Thank you, Angela, for all your help in keeping this show on the air. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. And we don't have an engineer tonight, so we're kind of in a weird position, but we're going to have in a minute, in a little bit, we'll give out a special number that people can call if they want to speak on the air, all right? So just bear with us, and we have to maneuver a little bit because we don't have an engineer. Bear with us, and we'll keep InSight going. Because it's very important. You know, being without a guide dog has made me realize something more and more. Government does not really care about many disabled people as they should. And the reason I say that is because now that I don't have my dog, it's harder to get around. It's not as safe. And one of the biggest things is the traffic lights that we can't read. Now my guide dog used to check all the traffic. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. When we do traffic checks with the guide dog, it means that the dog is checking the traffic, being responsible for it, checking the movement of the traffic, that the alert guide dogs can tell when a car or vehicle is going to move. You know, in different ways. They can see if someone is in the vehicle. One of the biggest cases. There's no one in the vehicle, usually will know that the vehicle's not going to move. The other kinds of checks, if the car is moving, the guide dog can maneuver in such a way as to figure out which way to go. And the distance of the car from the blind person. Okay. Now, when you are walking with a cane, you don't have that. You know. Even if you have a radar cane, all right, you may have more of an advantage. But there's no comparison a living guide dog who can keep you away from that danger and get you to safety in any type of situation. You heard about the
guide rope, got the blind person to safety in 9/11. And the door got the person out of the room. There's no substitute for that. And the government should make sure that every traffic light, every sign that's there to conduct and talk about traffic should be accessible. Everyone. All right? And here's an example. You know, someone like me who now is without a guide dog. And, of course, I don't know how long I'm going to be without a guide dog. It'll take a while. But thanks to the government, I'm not as safe as the next person because these things aren't in place. And there's no law to make them put them in place. It took us 4 years to get a traffic light up over here. And to bring a little more safety, you know. So the conclusion of Inner Sight is that the government does not give a damn enough to compel the traffic people or whoever's in charge, compel them to make sure that every light, every sign that pertains to traffic and beyond, you know, is accessible. All right, we're going to do a station break now. We're going to have to switch to some other equipment. So stand by, world. We'll be right back. Don't go away. All right. Inner Sight, we're back on the air. And we have a special number if you'd like to call in and voice your opinion on any subject tonight with the open mic. And the number is 631-487-2038. Let me repeat that, 631-487-2038. And we'll be able to hopefully pick up the call. And as I was saying, a lot more needs to be done to protect all citizens in this country. Now, I heard recently that they passed, the government passed, I don't know if it's one bill or several bills, money for foreign countries, you know, Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, you know. All right. I'm all for that. You know, yeah. You know, have friends, help people, right? But what about right here? Why the hell don't they fix everything so everybody can read it and access it? You know, and amend the law to be strict. You know, you give a person a branch of a government or a company a certain amount of time to fix something, and they don't do it. They should be, they have to answer to the law, and in some cases even go to jail. And also, to offset some of the cost, the agencies for the blind and disabled should have a fund to make these things accessible. And they should be hiring people and going around and making sure that the safety is there. A lot of these agencies get millions and millions of dollars for showing disabled people how to travel and get around, right? All right? I understand that. But that's only a half-assed situation. Why don't they go further and make sure that everything is accessible when that person is out there trying to get around? You see? See what's happening here? They're making money on it. They're collecting plenty of money. Why not complete the job? You know, set up a lobby. If you're not allowed to do it, redo your damn mission statement, because it's not working the way it is. And, of course, one of the biggest proofs of that is denying my friend Michelle a guide dog. Milton was killed at the school a year ago, July, when the trainer left him in the van in the middle of a heat wave. And to make it worse, they haven't even given her another dog. Where's the law? Where's the protection? Where's the money that they raised to train Milton? You see how the government doesn't protect us? And that reflects on everything else. You know, if they don't care about the murder of a guide dog, they're not going to care about a traffic light. So this is what we're faced with. The money is there, and the money could be there a lot more if the government would allow agencies to start raising money to fix a lot of these things. And whatever law has to be modified to do it, you do it. You modify the damn law. Another thing that bothers me here on the open mic, and I heard something today, was going through YouTube trying to find some music. I'm a big opera fan. I love Franco Corelli and a lot of the great, great voices. And I stumbled upon Corelli and Renato Tebaldi in the final duet, Andrea Chenier, a concert they did. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful duet. And what an amazing job the two of them did. And before that came on, there was a commercial for this, and I couldn't see it, but I assume it's a pendant, you know, that if you need help, you know, and they're directing it to older people. Well, a lot of younger people need help too. But that you push this thing and they come and supposedly they help you. You know? And I'm thinking, where are they going to help you to? All right. If you have to go to a hospital, you know, they'll call the ambulance or whatever. But I'm thinking, are they going to help me stay out of a damn nursing home? If I wear this thing and they come and you know, see what's going on, are they going to use that against the person to get them into a damn nursing home? You see what's going on here? The person should be protected. If you're going to do something like this with a pendant, you know, and alert people, and they say, and supposedly they're giving this thing out for free. But if you're going to do that, first make sure that cannot be used against the person to put them in a damn nursing home. And the only way you can do that, pass a law stating that nursing homes are obsolete, turn them into accessible housing, and have agencies raising money to keep the person in their own home. You see what's going on here? I guarantee you, that anyone who wears that pendant is more vulnerable to going into a damn nursing home. All right? Again, I'd rather have a dog than a pendant. You better believe it. A dog will alert people a lot faster. And usually the right kind of people. So we're dealing with a system that is very, very outdated, archaic, and is really breaking down. When you look into it, it's breaking down. I mean, they can murder a guide dog and get away with it. They can push people into nursing homes and take their house and their homes and their possessions. You know, they can get away with the reading of bottles, the content of a bottle that may be harmful to someone. You know. And I don't give a damn if you got a device that reads it or not. It should still be labeled. You know, because you never know if that device is going to go off or the battery runs out or whatever. See, we deserve the same protection that everybody else has. So the system that's supposed to help us is falling apart, doesn't work. It's horrible. All right, we've got proof after proof. Look at the headline we read last night on the Able News. How they're shirking their responsibility with the accessible taxis in New York City. Sure. Because they're getting away with it. You know? Came, and the law was different, and went to one of those damn taxi places and arrested 50 or 60 people. You'd see how fast they'd straighten it out. You know? See, there's a lot of things that the government is directly responsible for, because they made it so that it wouldn't be for us. And you can't tell me that they didn't know it. That's a bunch of bull. They knew it. They've known about disabled people for thousands and thousands of years. All right? And I wonder how many countries, going back hundreds and hundreds of years, I wonder how many countries were accessible. In other words, they were all mostly ramped, you know, without stairs, and couldn't say they had Braille, but they could have had raised print. I wonder how many civilizations did things like that. That would be something interesting to research. I remember working with my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth from Eyewitness News some years back, and she made a startling discovery that in India they've had Braille voting machines for years and years. See, there's an example of what I'm talking about. I wonder how many civilizations were accessible. You know, even though they may not have had, I'm going back hundreds and hundreds of years now, they may not have had Braille, because Braille came into, 1800s, 1700s, I forget. But they could have had raised capital print, if that was available, or raised a language of the day carved on fixtures, you know, stone and whatever they may have had in way of signs to identify roads and all that. Point being, The agencies should have a fund to make things accessible, and the government should put up half the money on each project, because it was made wrong when they made it. And this is where the ADA sold us out. And they put in some kind of a stupid stipulation that beyond some year, nothing has to be accessible. That's a bunch of bull. They don't do that for anybody else, do they? I mean, people can get in no matter when the thing was built. If it's there and it's being used, people are able to get in. But not if you're disabled. And there's, you know, high steps and all that. And it's never been fixed the proper way. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. No engineer tonight. I don't know what happened to her. Disappointing person. If you'd like to call in, we have a special number, 6314872038 on the Inner Sight special number. And this is open mic, and I don't know what's going on with that, the Trump. I know that there's a trial going on, and something about he paid off this porn star. I've heard her name before. I don't even know if it is a her. You know, it could be a transsexual. It could be, I don't know. You know? But that he paid her off to, I guess, to not to say that they were together or something. I don't know. But the whole thing is kind of stupid, and it just seems a waste, because all politicians are crooked in some way. We know that. You expect it. It's part of it. It's part of the system. It shouldn't be. You know, Inner Sight doesn't condone it, but it's there. It's a reality, and it's part of life. And you know, it comes down to who's the worst one. Some of them get caught, but how about all the ones that don't get caught? You know, people don't talk about that much. There's a lot of them out there who violate the law and steal money from the public and figure out how to do it, who don't get caught. So this is why 34 New York Inner Sight, this is why we say that when a politician raises money, like they raise, you know, millions and millions of dollars, half of that money, as in connection with their election, you know, and this would be would show people or give them a good inkling of what the person is going to do. Half of that money should go to help people in the community. You know, people who need help. They should use that money, half of their campaign, because politicians don't need money to get notoriety. Yeah, the press is all over them. We know that. So at least that way, if half the money would go toward helping people, You know, and there's all different kinds of ways that can be done. There's so many homeless and people who need help. Then the public, an idea, oh, this is what this, there's a good chance that this person, if elected, will be following through with what they're doing now, you see? See how that would work? And at least you know that some of that money went to help people. You know? There's plenty of ways that plenty of people who need help. We get calls every day from people who need help, all different kinds of help. So there's a creative idea. Pass a law like that. You're going to raise all that money? You want to be elected? All right. But half the money has to go, and you have to demonstrate how you're going to help people. See? Now, that would be a very, very positive step toward helping the disabled and the elderly, because we could follow through and say, hey, you got $2 million? Why don't you set up a lobby to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. You know, something like that. Why don't you license the guide dog schools? You know? So people can have a fair chance if denied the safety of a guide dog. And remember how the dog knows and can work the traffic better than a person. I trust my dog much more than I would a person crossing the street. You know? Never second guess your dog. All right, Inner Sight. Don't have the regular number tonight. Open mic. 487-203-8631. And we can try to get you on the air. 487-2038. Inner Sight open mic. And I still hear that a lot of companies are going out of business. You know. Well, I know why they're going out of business. Things cost too much. You know, when I was a kid growing up in Brooklyn, New York, I remember very well me, my brother, mother, father had a little apartment, and in a big apartment building, you know. And the rent in there, $36.50 a month. Can you believe it? Now look what they've done to these rents. How people have become so greedy and ruined the whole system. And people used to have money in those days. You know? And they would spend more money. And I believe the economy was better because people would have money to spend. Today, people don't have money to spend because they got everything is too high up. What was milk? A quarter for a container of milk, a bottle of milk. You went to the store, you spend $20, you get 2 weeks worth of food. Today you can only get two items. The government has let this happen. You know? I mean, they could stop it. You know, the government more or less controls the economy, and they can make all the money they want. So anyway, just an observation how things have gotten out of hand, so to speak. Crazy stuff, man. Well. Again, how about the one where a guide dog school for the blind raises $100,000, kills the guide dog, and doesn't replace it and keeps the money? See? How can the government let them get away with that? It would never happen, as I spoke of last night, if they did that in connection with somebody's eyesight. Never. It only happens to us. So we're not protected as we should be. And Inner Sight is determined to change it. All right, let's see. We'll go down the week. Monday nights, Matt or Glad Monday here, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Tuesday night at Tonight Open Mic. You can pick your own subject. We don't have the regular call-in number. We do have a special number, 631-487-2038. All right. Wednesday is our nursing home show. Tomorrow night, we're going to be talking about how the staff who works in these nursing homes are not happy with the way these nursing homes operate. We'll talk about that. And have a couple of examples. Thursday night is the subject. Pick a subject and talk about it. I don't know what subject it is. This week we'll have to decide. Friday is the Follics. Come on here Friday and you have a lot of fun. You laugh, goof off, you know. Friday night. Inner Sight. Yeah, the thing in my life now, the loss of my beautiful, beautiful Charabel Akita. And there's no words to really express. You know, I walk around and I remember things that she did and how she was and how I had to take care of her, you know, feed her, brush her, and do her obedience exercises. And she was so good. And sometimes it gets overwhelming and just, well, the tears just come out, you know. I miss her. I love her. I want to thank the Akita Rescue for sticking by us, helping, buying her food all these years, loving her, and Joanne Diamond in the rescue. Beautiful, beautiful people over there, and they know how to evaluate the Akita now to be trained as a guide dog. See? People can learn things. You stop learning, forget it. That's when your life is over. So, getting through it, I want to thank everyone who's coming up to me on the street and expressing their condolences. I haven't stopped my walk, and I won't. My dog wouldn't want me to. You know, I just keep on as best I can. And I feel her with me. Her spirit is with me when I'm out there. I have a cane. It's got a red tip on it, made out of wood. It's like, comes from a tree. A guy painted it. It's with the red tip, but it has rainbow colors on it. I think it's supposed to be a snake, but know, to me, it's just a beautiful piece of wood with colors on it. And just kind of making my way with it, you know. I miss my Charabelle. And I love her. Looking forward to getting a new dog. I got the name already. Skylight. My sweet Skylight is on the horizon. And my Charabelle knows where she is, and she's going to reveal her in the right time. All right. 847 New York Open Mic Inner Sight. And I want to thank SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. For their sponsorship, my good friend over there, Jose Delgado, who is the executive director, who is a big believer in Inner Sight. And thank you so much for all your help over the years. And we could use a couple of more sponsors if you're interested. It doesn't cost that much. It's only like $50 a month. You know, and we only make $10 on it. So if you'd like to be a sponsor, we can get you up on our cable show too. We can put your name up. You know. And you can definitely help the cause. All right, Inner Sight, open mic. Got a few minutes left. 631-487-2038 is the special number. 487-2038. If you want to call in and voice your opinion on anything. You got to keep it clean, otherwise we're going to give you the boot. Yeah, so what do you compare it to? Losing your guide dog? Well, a lot of people would disagree, but I compare it to losing your vision. Because it is a vision. It's a whole different thing when you don't have a guide dog than when you have one. It's a visual. It helps you to relax more because you have confidence in that dog that you know that you're being cleared and made safe and kept from danger. No, nothing is perfect. But having a guide dog is a lot closer to perfect than not having one. So I will do everything to get another suite. Akita, yeah, I want an Akita because they've been so good to me. And I want to help the rescue and at the same time help myself. So we'll see what happens. Just the way my beautiful Charabelle would want me to get through it. You know, keep my head up high and she always reminded me, watch your posture, you know, by her work, and the way she moved. Very majestic, the Akita. All right, Inner Sight, Don't forget tomorrow night, the Nursing Home Show. We're on cable, Manhattan Cable, 1997, 11 o'clock tomorrow night. And locally, channel 115, 9 o'clock Thursday night. You can see the special we did on Charabelle. It'll be on again Thursday night. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. You can get that on your phone on the Spirit Channel, Channel 3. I believe the show we did will start next week. I'll have to verify that with my camera guy. So we'll let you know and we'll get it out. So we march on to victory. Victory being everything being made accessible for everyone. No nursing homes. People staying in their own home. That's the goal. Remove the burden of the taxes that people have to pay because of these stupid nursing homes that nobody wants. And we march toward that victory. That's a couple of the goals, to amend the ADA, make it powerful, make it so people are afraid of the ADA. See, that's the thing. There's nothing behind the ADA that makes the person think, oh, I better do this. I could wind up in jail. You know? And along with that, allow the agencies to raise money to help the thing get done. See? Yeah, most of the responsibility is got to come from the government, because they built things originally that aren't accessible. But the agency should have a fund too. There should be money behind the ADA. Government should put some, half, and the agency should put half. So that's the goal on that for the Americans with Disability Act. And, of course, license and regulate the guide dog schools. Great need for that. Very unfair the way people are being dealt with in the service dog schools. All right, open mic. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. I want to thank all our friends. As far as I know, we're still the number one show. Let's see, last count was 223,000. 600 some odd, or was it 700? I forget. We'll have to try to get a more official number tomorrow night. And anyone need help out there, call the Inside Hotline, 631-224-3090. Leave your name, number, we'll call you back. Do our best to help you. I want to thank my friend Terry at the Long Island Advance for expressing his condolences and the thought about doing a story on my guide dog. Greatly appreciate that. And all of our friends, and all people who care, you know, going on and about the simple things. There's too much politics involved in getting a service dog. It shouldn't be that way. You know? And the reason there's too much politics is because there's no regulation, no law to protect people. Now, everyone's safety is protected by the law, but not when you're dealing with a service dog school. And that's not right. That has to be corrected, especially in view of the death of Milton and my dear friend Michelle, who has not been given another guide dog after all this time. Horrible. They made a bad situation worse by doing that. But we'll stay on them, and we'll straighten it out. I remember a couple of years ago, a woman called me up, had a problem with her child. They were coming to the wrong place with the school bus, you know. I called and I spoke with one of our friends, Tommy Smith, who's the head of the Suffolk Bus. He's the head of the Suffolk Bus school buses. And Tommy said, "Frank, we're on it." And he was, and he straightened it out. That's inner sight. That's the way we're going to do it. We're on it, and we're going to stay on it until it gets... Thank you so much for listening. Open mic. See you tomorrow night on the Nursing Home Show. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight. Give us more. We all need more. Inner sight.